Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly with Daytime After Dark. Today we have a very special guest. So tonight we won't have a show, guys. This is our Friday night show. And just really quick announcement. Next Friday night we will be having Nathan Vardy on the show at 4 p.m. West Coast time. So please call into that too. I hope everyone is having a great Friday night, and a great weekend. And today's guest is the wonderful Christu Carlson. Everyone needs to remember her as Zulia from Zeno Hospital, Brenda's sister. And she's done a lot of stuff. And right now she's doing acting workshop. So let's bring her on. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Carly?
I'm good. First of all, yes, thank you for doing the show. Second of all, if you really need me to get the ball rolling for you to go back to the general hospital, I would. I mean, that's what I do, because I feel like maybe you were not aware of this. About 3 or 4 years ago, you were mentioned on the show. I don't know if you know that.
Figured that I must have been, because every once in a while, and like you say, probably 3 years ago, I will get an onslaught of fan mail out of the blue, you know, after not receiving it. And that's when I know that I was mentioned on the show again, and people are thinking, oh, maybe she's coming back. And I'll get hit on Facebook and those kind of things.
Well, yeah, because you were mentioned, it was 3 years ago, Sunny and Jason were trying to find some corporate rights to, you know, Brenda's property, but they said, oh, we just called Zulia, and I'm like, okay, you just called her, why don't you do the wake up phone call and say, to talk to I know it. I know
it's a lot
cheaper
to pretend than to call Julia and have Julia
show
up.
Well, yeah, because I got mad because I told Mom, I go, they mentioned Julia because she used to watch her back in the day. And she goes, what? I go, yeah. And she goes, and is she coming back? I'm like, no, but if I ever interview, she is coming back. She doesn't know yet, Mom. But you know, because
thank you.
Well, yeah, because I love your heyday on the you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I did like Brenda, so please don't.
Of course.
Don't send me hate mail, guys. You know, I'm a Sunny and Carlson fan. You know, I'm always on Carly's side, so please don't send the emails that they do. But I love, I mean, back in the day, I loved it because I loved you and Wally. I thought Ned and Zulia have this great friendship, and I got mad because I think you could have been Mrs. Ned Aston, and I was mad that they didn't go there as much as they should have. How did you feel about that?
Well, going back to the Ned comment, I thought that Wally and I always had a really great chemistry on camera. However, I thought it was pretty horrible that Julia and he were sleeping around together when she was Jenny's best friend. And,
exactly.
Of course, I felt like there was sort of an Angelina, you know,
and there could have been with, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Jenny. Yeah, I would love to interview her too. But I just felt with Julia.
So what is it about girls named Jennifer that they get cheated on? Poor Jennifer Aniston and Jenny Eckert.
Yes, but I just, I mean, I would love to interview Jenny Eckert because, you know, the cacti. For me, you know, anyone that is related to Luke Spencer, I'm there.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes,
I tried for years to figure out in my mind how Celia really could be related to Luke instead of Zenny. I mean, I do leave things in my head because I'm like, you know, because the dynamic, I'm like, oh, maybe Celia is really a Cassadine. And, you know, they're doing all these crazy...
Well, we never met her mother. We don't know who Harlan Barrett had Julia with, so...
Is
she
that, you know, yeah,
know.
And that's...
Could have been.
That's exactly been my point on these years, that, you know, when it comes to a couple... I don't know if you watch the show at all anymore, but when there's a woman, I mean, a girl, and their mother not in town, and we haven't seen her...
Right.
And 10 years, in my opinion, you could just make up anyone. And,
you
know,
can.
I mean, but you have to be smart because the fans, you know, the fans know everything. And,
they
like,
everything.
I've talked to Zachy Zeman over the years and Lynn Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
And they
oh,
go
yeah.
calling you, they go calling you know more about our characters than we do. I
yes,
go, well,
I bet that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, because
you, pay
you, know, you guys
and you care.
Finish the taping. You guys really, you know, unless it was incredible or fun or whatever, you guys don't remember everything you tape or do. But unlike the fans, we actually remember everything. And so when something is not right, I find myself yelling at the TV. And the TV is not yelling at me back, but I don't appreciate it because it's like I'm screaming at you to do the right thing, TV. But no, what made you leave the no hospital? Because I'm still not over it. So what was the reason why you really left?
There was a couple of reasons, but the big reason was I was trying to have a baby and my apparently was high, I guess, because I couldn't seem to conceive. And we had done in vitro fertilization 5 times without any success. And that's a lot. Let me tell you, that's a lot
yes.
of hormones. It's a
lot, and a
of,
lot
money.
Of money.
So much money. And none of it was covered. I don't know if it is now by I don't think SAG covers it now either, but I was with the you know, SAG insurance, and it did not cover it at the time.
What?
And no, no. Oh. So it would help you with male impotence, but not with anything female. So interesting. Anyway, so it was a lot of that, and I really wanted to do it again. And the doctor said, well, if you keep doing what you've always been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've always been getting, and you're not getting any younger, so each time it's actually harder. So it was like 3 to 6 months in between each time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that he said, and I had changed my diet. I had exercised less. I had exercised more. I had lost weight. I had gained weight. I'd done everything they said to do except quit the show. And then between you and me, I did an interview also. And when the interview came out that I was trying on purpose to get pregnant, I kind of got called down on the floor, too, by the producers, the powers that be. And they said, well, wait a minute. We have you in these lead storylines. You can't do that to us, particularly without talking to us. And that became a little bit uncomfortable of a conversation. And
mm-hmm.
and that added stress to everything because I was trying to explain to them that my window was closing and, you know, all of these things.
Yeah.
I was already having trouble, so I really couldn't put it off till it was convenient for them. And we weren't coming to much of a compromise. And I was under a contract that I wasn't allowed to purposefully change my appearance. And I know Hunter Tylo at the time had a lawsuit and all of those kind of
exactly,
things were getting flushed
yeah.
out.
She
but
did.
She got pregnant without doing in vitro. So their point was that was an accident. Purpose. So
see,
I didn't want
really,
to.
And
yeah,
I don't buy that.
I didn't
that.
Want to
I
go
mean,
down that road. You know,
exactly.
It was money.
I mean,
I was spending all my money trying to get pregnant. I didn't need to spend it having a lawsuit too. And it was extra stress. So that's when I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and leave the show. And I did also have some pilot interest at the time. So I kind of thought I would probably book a pilot. And then after you book a pilot, there's some downtime while you wait to see if it's picked up. And I thought I would get pregnant during that time, and then I would go on a new show. But it wasn't all so smooth and easy. But that's basically why I left the show. If that's a convoluted answer,
well,
I'm sorry.
You know,
it's as complicated as
it is. No, it's okay because a lot of people don't know this. I've just been dealing with endometriosis for the last year. And I had to do the Induxin, the Lupricin Induxin. And I did not want to do, I mean, because I'm 40, it's not like I'm trying to get pregnant like you. No. And it made me mad because the last doctor appointment I went to, he was a guy in his 60s. I'm not saying all older doctors are bad. But he goes, well, you know what? You need to lose weight before we can even think of it. I'm like, really? You put a little hormone in me, which is not my fault that I may be gaining weight. You make... They made me feel like I was crazy. And, you know, because if you're not the textbook, you know, how Indo is, they don't listen to you. And I'm like, I took the second thought. I did not want to. You know, my second mom and my mom, both moms told me this. Do it. And I'm like, fine. And in the doctor's office, my mom was with me. I'm like, looking at my mom. And I go, fine. If anything bad happens to me, it's on you. And the doctor's office, the doctor's like, how dare you speak to your mother like that? And my mom's like, doctor, she's been through hell for a year. It's okay. The mom told me privately, yeah, you might want to wait until we get in the call for that one. But I'm not like that because I'm mad. I let people know it was probably isn't the best idea. So, you know, and so I did my induction, and I was in the induction room. And the lady said, you back again? I'm like, yep. And the lady goes, did it work for you? I go, no. This did not. I mean, this is still not working for me. And, you know, I have a appointment on November 10th to see maybe then they will just give me a hysterectomy and call it a day. Because I think, like you said, when it comes to women, it's just that I'm glad I had you on, even though I didn't know all this about you. But I get mad because, I mean, if it was a guy that was doing that, a guy was having problems, they would pay attention to them. But as women, they go, oh, why don't you do this and this and this first? And you're like, why? Because, I mean, I knew I was going to have the same result, but I feel like the setting up the doctor, you know, the doctor, and like, fine, I did the second injection. I did this, I did not even want to, and now, you know, November 10th, yes, I have to be nice when I go in, I know, but, I mean, I get what you're saying, because you probably were at your wit's end with the trying to get pregnant, and trying, and when you did, how long did it take from the, you know, after the fifth one, then were you able to get pregnant?
Well, yes. It was just simply a miracle. But the sixth time we did it, and the fifth time, I should clarify, the fifth time I did get pregnant, but I lost it in the second trimester. So the last time that it worked, we did not tell anyone because I was so afraid to announce that I was pregnant. Oh, my gosh. And then have people come up to you a year later and say, oh, have you had your baby? And you're like, no, that didn't work out. Or how far along
exactly.
did you do? And I lost it. It's horrible. But yes, and she's now turned just 15. So it's been that long, if you can believe it.
Wow. Well, but no, I mean, yeah, and that's, you know, and maybe what they didn't know with you, maybe you had a little thing of endo. Maybe that's what
sure.
was causing
well, they didn't
because...
see that.
Oh, really?
But, well, no, that, I mean, they said there was a slight amount, but they didn't think that was the issue. But for whatever reason, they just thought, they couldn't figure it out, actually, what the reason was. They just kept thinking it's stress or it's weight or it's, you know, too thin or too thin. They went everywhere. They went everywhere. So, yeah, it could have been.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, and I mean, you know, now the, you know, intrigue, you know, the, it costs so much to, you know, keep going through what you did and the hormones.
Yeah.
And I get why you lost the soul, but I, you know, nowadays, you know, especially, you know, if you want a general hospital now, I think it's easy because now Frank Valentini is at the helm of it. And, you know, all these women are getting pregnant, like, almost at the same time over there. And, you know, they go in and they are scared to go in. I read a lot. They are scared to go in and say, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. And he goes, oh, okay,
yeah.
Let's see. Maybe we will want you in. Maybe we won't. Maybe you will just have, you know, purses, handbags covering you.
Right.
And,
right.
And for me, I'm like, okay, you're pregnant? Okay, so you don't need to be pregnant on screen. Just cover with a handbag. It's not a problem. In 2016, everyone knows.
Well, at the
like,
time, I don't know if you'll remember, but she had, you know, Wendy Rich had me in the shower with AJ, and
yes.
I mean, they had some sexy stuff planned, and she was picturing how this was all going to get messed up.
Well, and I've interviewed Wendy Rich, and I love her. And, you know, but I think when, you know, the producers, the writer, has a vision of where it has to go and then it's not going that way, I think in a way they get frustrated and they don't
sure,
know
of course.
What to do. And the studio is saying, basically,
right.
keep the numbers up.
A lot of
up.
Pressure. Right.
Yeah, like keep the numbers up, and you know, this. I mean, yeah, I mean, now when you have full soaps on there, it's a little more tricky because, you know, in your heyday, you know, it would 12 soaps on there. Everything was, you know, better, but you know, come 99, 2000, you know. A lot of these shows left the air, which they should have never left the air. And I thought about it last night and go, maybe I could get Krista Collison on Days of Our Life. In my head, I'm like, okay, so she could have a thing with A. Martinez on there. Like I'm trying to figure out you next job for you because I hear all the time, like, so is he ever coming back in daytime? And I'm like, heck, if I had my wish, yes, he would. But, you know, I mean, I still think you should, you know, try and, you know, maybe date, not by now, but, you know, why and all, B&B, Days of a Life, would be happy to have you. And A. Martinez was on my show 2 years ago. And I begged him and begged him and begged him. I'm like, you got to go back to daytime. So he goes, okay, why am I going back? I'm like, because I'm telling you to. I'm telling you. And so then 6 months later, he gets this call from Days of Our Life. And you know, of course, I'm taking out the credit, even though I'm still with his Asian people. I know that. But I really think you need to, you know, be back, you know, in daytime. And,
well, thank you.
How is, I mean, I have followed you, but how is, you know, what you're doing now? Well, I mean, I know you're doing acting classes, but what kind?
Yes. audition technique for film and television. I found that it was behooved me to have a niche, and I really enjoy helping people with auditions and how to create a character very quickly and make it your own and live inside a story that you haven't had very much time to figure out. And I seem to have a forte with it. I'm very just naturally gifted at explaining to people how to do that.
Oh my gosh, that's fun. I mean, that sounds fun.
It's really fun. And one of the things I got into acting for is creating different characters, and I get to create about 7 or 10 a day working with different people, not only their character but mine too, so they can hear how to react to the other character because I become that character for them. So I still get my creative juices flowing every day. And the other thing I've always wanted to do is travel. And when I was on the soap, we didn't go anywhere for any special episodes. Some of the actors got to go places, but Julia just, we created London or wherever we were on a soundstage, so I never got to leave. And every movie I've ever booked shot in California. So I didn't get my travel fix ever. But as a acting coach, I have opened a film school. I was asked to help open a film school. I didn't do it myself, in Vietnam. And so I got to spend time there working with their actors. And I coach regularly now in London and in Ireland. And this year I'll be going also to Scotland. And the Chinese government has been reaching out in a way. They want to open a film school, and they're talking to me about possibly coming out there. So I love to travel, and I've been able to take my daughter with me. She's at sort of an independent study school, and so she's gotten to travel to Brazil and Ireland and wherever I go, and it's been educational for her. It's been fantastic and a dream come true for me. So,
pretty cool. And I mean, and it's probably nice taking her along with you and, and just having that because, I think it's so for the kids. Kids have to go to school, but I think really sometimes the best thing about school is really you don't have to be in a classroom. And then you can get all different places. Really,
she learned a lot about different cultures and how people live and how we're the same.
I mean, it's just like, kids today, sometimes they love going class, but sometimes for some kids they are like, I'm bored at school, this is boring. But then you take them on a field trip, like I'm calling what you're doing a field trip for, because I think better because, I tell my nieces and nephews I would never want to do high school ever again. And I've talked to so many people and they're like, because this was crazy then. And, it's hard for, kids now. But, I think that is really cool. And,
thank you.
And also, you were on Dallas, by the way.
Yeah, I was.
I'm jealous of you. I'm trying to remember what season you were on.
Eddie Peck.
He was also on Dallas. And we talk about all the time. And so I'm like, but you were not around when he was on, right?
No.
That would have been hot.
That would have been amazing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love Dallas. My grandfather and I, Friday night, that was our thing. Even though I was 8 or 9, yes, I was watching Dallas, but I loved it. And then, you were also... I'm on Souls and Souls, and right now I'm more jealous of you for that, too. I love that show. And I loved it. You know, you've been on 30-something. Simon, Night Court. It's like, okay, let's take a bath. Two really good shows. But, you know, I've been dying to ask you. So, you were in the B-movie, Who Did That Go as the Bridesmaid? What was that? Yeah. And did you get to hang out with Madonna a lot?
Yeah, I did. She was very cool. What I remember about her, kind of my story about Madonna, is it was like 4 a.m. and we had just gotten to work, and I had my hair. We were in New York, and I'd just come out of the hair and makeup. All they had done so far was my hair, and they had it all in these rollers. It had to be curly, and it was all in these rollers. And I walked by her, and it was near the beginning of shooting, and we hadn't ever spoken. I just saw her, you know, walking around or whatever, and we hadn't really talked much. We were introduced once, but we hadn't really spoken. And we were passing each other, and she must have just been arriving, and she said, "Oh my God, you look like a dead rat." And I think, you know, she was kind of just sort of testing to see what would my response be. And she was being cute, you know, she wasn't being mean, she was being funny. But it was nice because obviously I was looking at her and I probably was looking like, oh God, there's Madonna, you know.
There's Madonna.
Kind of funny, it was nice. And I think I said back to her, at least I don't look like death warmed over. And she laughed and, you know, said, "You're all right." And walked me to my trailer. And then, you know, I went in and she went on. And then I remember when we had a bunch of extra people come on for whatever scene, whatever we were doing. And we needed, somebody had to go into Madonna's trailer to get their hair and makeup done. We needed to have a couple people go in there because there just wasn't room for everybody. And so she was like, "Yeah, have Crystal come. She's cool." And that was nice. And I remember her music coming on the radio, and I, you know, gave her some trouble. I would be like, "Oh God, turn this down. Who is this howling banshee? What is this?" And she'd be like, "Oh, shut up. It's brilliant. I'm fabulous. Shut up." You know, so she was a lot of fun. She's so much more healthy now, but at the time she was on a diet and she had lollipops all the time. She had a lollipop in her mouth because it was to keep her from eating, and it had very little calories in it. I think it was a no-sugar lollipop. So when I think of her, if I see a lollipop, I always think of her.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, yeah, I love Madonna. Madonna's cool. I mean,
very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing you in that movie because, you know, back then it was Madonna way, but, you know, it was Madonna, and then I come to find out you also work with Paula Abdul.
Sure.
Awesome.
Paula. Yeah. She's very fun. She's, you know, just a sweetheart of a person. Obviously, you know that because she just comes across that way anyway. I just liked her a lot. People have very strong opinions about her, and some of them are not as kind as she deserves.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really think that she took such a big hit. You know, like, I got mad when they blamed the All-American Idol was going off because Paula left. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 16 seasons, you usually would not get that full of reality base. So like that. Mm-hmm. And they had a great one, and it's like, I love Paula, and I'm like, be nice to her, people. She didn't do anything wrong. And, you know,
help make you money.
Yeah, and, you know, for you and Vanessa Marcel, do you guys keep in touch? Because you guys really played the sister, like, little, not getting along all the time, but getting along. You guys played that so well. I mean, sometimes
I had sisters, you know. And so did she. So, yeah, we knew what that was. And we became sisters right away. Just from the moment she arrived, even for her audition, there was just, I had almost a motherly feeling about her.
Well, yeah, I mean, you and just so you know, yeah, don't worry. When you left the show, and Brenda was still on, yeah, Ned was so protective of Brenda. I think half of it because of you, because of Julia, and half.
Huh.
Ned and Brenda had their own little crazy little relationship. I mean, they never got together,
mm-hmm.
but whenever, you know, I mean, when Brenda was presumed dead all those years, you know, Ned's like, see, not dead people, and like in my back
mm-hmm.
of my brain, no one dies on the soap. I mean, they one
no.
day they died unless, you know, they give someone cancer, and then that is going to
yeah.
be a hard way to say, oh, the cancer was never there. They never died, so.
Right.
Yeah, unless you, they know that they can never come back then. I feel like they can write, you know, write it to be like, oh, they can bring them back in a way, but maybe not. But I have a question. So I am getting, like, really angry this election year. And I don't know what it is, but I'm done. I don't know how you feel about it, you know. All I can say right now is, like, if I hear Donald Trump's voice one more time and I call him dumb, and I know people, I have to stop it, but I get mad because it's like, you know, every day there's this, it's been like personal attacks. You know, but I really think he had done more than Hillary has. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
like, so done with it. It's like, this is, like, we've been talking about this election for, like, 3 years. And, I mean, how do you feel? Are you over it, or how are you feeling about it?
Well, I think it's a sad time for the United States and an exciting time for the United States. I think it's sad because he's a buffoon and he's a sociopath and he
mm-hmm.
cares only about Donald Trump, and
exactly.
people who are really good at self-promotion tend to get pretty far in the world, and even if they have no other talent but that. And you can hear by the way he speaks that he isn't the brightest light in the sky or the most caring person on the planet. But what I think is exciting is that he's getting people mad. People are paying attention to politics. People are looking to where they might not have even cared about.
Exactly.
Who, what are the other candidates like, you know? And, yeah, we're all looking at Hillary and maybe really looking at, well, what is her background? And can I make myself okay with her? And who else is running? And I'm a libertarian, and I'm very interested in Gary Johnson. And the libertarians are getting more noticed than I think they have ever in the past.
Exactly.
And so that is pretty exciting. And I
well,
hope that
yeah.
Donald Trump doesn't turn people away from politics because it is like so disgusting. You just go, this is beneath me. I don't even want to do this. But I hope instead it lights a fire under people to go, who are we electing? What are we doing? You know, and a lot of people were disgruntled and a lot of people are upset for, you know, many groups of people for many different reasons. But obviously there was a group of Republicans that elected him that feel unheard with the other people who were running to be a Republican. They didn't, like, apparently they felt this was the loudest choice. I don't know if they thought it was the best choice, but it sent a loud message. We're angry and we're unhappy and we need people to listen to us. And maybe that will shake up the Republican Party for a good reason. So hopefully I have hope that there'll be good things that come out of it after
Donald loses. But I mean, when for me, you know, going, you know, for me is like, no one in your party dump is really supporting you. And when you have the whole party, like, wanting to distance themselves, and, you know, because, I mean, no one's heard of what McCain really thinks. The Bushes are staying out of it. Ronald Reagan's kids are staying out of it. Like,
sure.
No one, you know, and Paul Ryan, you know, dropped to the,
yeah.
you know, never made an endorsement. So for me, it's
right.
like, okay, when you have no one defending you instead of, Newt Gingrich, and why now I find myself wanting to, I don't think I can be in the same room why now with Rudy Giuliani because, you know, I put my name, his name in, like, the last election, you know, just for the fun of it, just to see what would happen. And, but when you have that, and a lot of people are, like, you know, freaking out, and this, the last couple of days of the election, and I'm like, can people just be nice, you know, but, you know, like, every day there's something new. And
it's entertaining. It's like reality television.
Well, yeah, but I mean, after the Access Hollywood tapes came out, and he wanted to blame Billy Booth for all of it, and his wife, you know, and right there, I'm like, okay, Donald, you know what you just did? You know, basically told a lot of soap fans not to vote for you. Because when it comes to the soaps, and Ollie Zucker is on Days of a Life, you just open yourself up to, so fans are so loyal with anything. And I think with this, and with the tape coming out, and yeah, people want to say, oh, it just had to come out then. You know what? Whoever put it out there was brilliant. And yeah, I do believe there are more tapes. You know, and I've just watched this, and, you know, it's just like, whenever we have a family dinner now, we don't talk politics, because, I mean, it gets so heated. It gets so heated.
And I mean,
I know families who have this, but, you know, my family by now, you know, I mean, not everyone agrees with each other. And we are talking about the same family whenever we play spoons. Someone always went to the emergency room. You ever play the game spoons?
Ever? No.
Okay. So, yeah.
No.
It was fun.
No,
I mean,
the one, the game,
you know, because
I know had a whole different connotation. Families.
Well, no, because it was this,
you know what?
Like,
are we going to do a call-in on a different day? I'm getting flags from the people that I have a client coming, and I need to get off.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I know. But my friend Bobby, who's one of my co-hosts, is on the line. He wants to say hi.
Hello.
And I don't want to kill
Bobby.
Him.
Hey.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you doing? I forgot your name again. Your first
Crystal.
Name. Crystal, yeah. I wanted to say it was, you got to be blessed to have worked with a great actress like Vanessa Marcel, because I got an autograph picture from her back when she was on 90210 in between GH gigs at Brenda when she left in 1994 for that and other acting gigs and her return in 2002.
Yes.
So
she
felt,
is fantastic to work with. She's
right.
She's
right.
Really
so
great
very,
at listening and reacting.
Because I was very happy when she came back as Brenda on GH because I thought, well, at least she's sticking around. And I was even more happier, even though I was kind of more favoring, I think, Rebecca or Kelly to win the Daytime Emmy the year that she was nominated with them for supporting actress. I was even more happier that Vanessa got it instead because Rebecca is now doing good as Hayden on GH, and we now know that Kelly's doing good as Samantha on GH as well. So I'm not going to take anything away from them, even if they don't get nominated for Emmys or win any Emmys for the rest of their lives. But I feel a lot of what Vanessa had done because she has become a great actress and a great mother to her son and everything else. And I just want to just wish her the best luck, and hopefully she can return back to GA soon. In the meantime, speaking of that, if Frank did offer you a deal, would you accept possibly a return back to GH anytime soon? Because I would love to see maybe both you and Brenda back on the same scene.
Well, that would be, if he invited both Brenda and I back, Vanessa and I both back, there'd be no way I would say no, because I love working with her. It would depend on the storyline if he just wanted me back, and whether I could continue coaching on the side or how long the storyline would be, those kind of things. But I love to act, and I think it's really great for me to keep a toe in it. so that I'm a better coach.
Right, right. Because I remember when Vanessa came back, she worked with a great movie actress and a great television actress. I think an Emmy-winning television actress from her days on Mob, Adrienne Baudot, and I hope I pronounced that name right. And she worked with her the last time that she was on GH. And
right.
she had won an Emmy way back in the 70s for her work on Mob, as well as been in a couple of cult classic movies. So it was great to see her and together, but it would have been probably nicer if it had been you and her working together at the time. But
I would have enjoyed that. That's true.
But hopefully, if Frank and the powers to be let you and Vanessa back on, because the door is always open for Vanessa to return back at Brendan, no doubt about that. And I hope that can possibly happen one day. But that's all that I have to say to you today, and I wish you the best of luck.
And Bobby, just hold on for a minute, sweetie. Yeah, Christian, thanks for coming. And why don't we do a special call-in show maybe after election, before Thanksgiving? Before Thanksgiving. No, I'm just thinking, I've been thinking, should I do Black Friday or not? And then I'm thinking, no, I want to sleep in. I mean, Black Friday's fun for people, but... Yeah, I'd rather be sleeping than waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go shopping, even though they have great deals. But, why don't I send you a message and I can figure out when in November we can have you back on for the hour call-in show.
Great. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, so that'll change our time a little bit. I'll be teaching Auditioning by Heart on November 19th and 20th there for some teenagers. So if you have any teens out there that would like to take a class in audition technique for film and television, I teach a very good one. And also I'll be in Atlanta in December, December 1st through the 4th, to teach adults.
Perfect. Bobby?
I was going to say, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to Atlanta to do possibly for these classes, but I look forward to maybe hearing more about it on your website or whatever.
Absolutely. CrystalCarson.com.
Okay.
And thank you, Crystal, and I will send you a couple of dates in November. And, I know you have to be going, but have a great day. And
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Both of you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carly. That was a wonderful interview, and I retweeted it to try to see if Maggie got the message, but obviously she's trying to go through. I know there was a breaking news that broke into GH in Chicago about the planting. There was some breaking news, and I know Maggie is going to be mad, and I wish that she was on, so I can just say I don't get why they broke in, because of a plane crash, or not a plane crash, but a fire on a plane at O'Hare. But it didn't affect us naturally, because this was more of a Chicago issue for the Chicago market.
But that is not the airport that is by Maggie.
Right.
That is not the other one is by Maggie, not the, my gosh.
Oh, here.
Yes, but I'm glad.
But I'm just glad
it's
okay. And as much as she hates the Cubs, she better be careful not to go out on the street on Sunday, because I know after we take care of the Indians three straight nights, there are going to be a lot of people. You thought Saturday night was something. Wait till you see Sunday night after we win it. But anyways, I do want to say right quick, I just was, while I was on hold, while you were talking to Crystal, was looking up some more information about the Charlotte event, and they just added Galen Ray from Days to the event, so I look forward to meeting him, maybe possibly meeting his wife, and probably saying, to tell you that you said hi, and you're welcome to come on the show, because I would
How much are tickets?
I haven't gotten the tickets information yet, but I'm saving up money, and right now I have like $20 because I'm about to go out to a game tonight and just probably get a couple of things over the weekend. So hopefully with the loose change, I'm hoping to set a goal of maybe at least $150 by January, by at least February, so I can have time to just get in a good package.
Oh, you know what you should do? You know, like every time you get paid, you should just put like $20 away for it. And then, you know, when you, then you don't have to worry about, you know, saving it all at once. I find that easier.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking about doing that, too, with the holidays coming up, because I want to save to at least get $150 in Amazon card money so I can at least get a couple of DVDs and a subscription to Amazon Prime so I can watch The Bay and just from the past. Cause I want to see how Martha and Lily did in the past on that show and how Mary Beth have done since day one on that show and why she had won all these Emmys for her work, not only on The Bay, but as Kayla on Days for over the years. So I just definitely want to just actually get caught up with The Bay in general, and that's the reason why I wanted to get Amazon for that, because if I can get caught up with that and then get caught up with the other shows on Netflix that I'm watching right now, it would just be, you know, a good idea. So I'm just trying to save up money for that in addition to what you just talked about. And with the Christmas coming up, I'm saving up for maybe a Christmas shopping trip to either Raleigh or Myrtle Beach. So I have a lot to save up for it. So I don't know if saving up maybe in total out of all the checks I get, maybe $300-$400 for Christmas right there. And then on top of what I got, want to save up in the piggy bank, at least $150 to $200, it might be, you know, interesting to see what happens. But I'll tell you.
I'll tell you right now, Carly, and like I said tonight, no show tonight because Blog Talk only lets us have one show a day, which is stupid.
I apologize for them cutting me off last week, but I do want to say quickly, I was watching last Friday's Days on DVR, and Camille Bennis, I tell you, that young lady has poured her heart out. I think she should get nominated for an Emmy. I don't know if I know that Jen Lilly and Lindsay Godfrey and a couple other GH and YNR stars and supporting actress might give her a run for her money since she's old enough for supporting. But it's going to be interesting
exactly
how they kind of
but you know what? If she does get it, it might be next year's Emmy because I don't know when the cutoff is.
Right.
So
right.
Just remember that. But we are going to be going. And I have like two more announcements. Yes, we will be back next week. On Friday, we have Nathan Bode at 2 o'clock. 4 o'clock on West Coast. And I just want to say, I nearly had a heart attack on Sunday with the Seahawks game. And this week we are playing the New Orleans Saints.
It was stupid for them to go 6-6. It was stupid.
I know, believe me.
6-6.
Yeah, believe me, Bobby. Believe me.
When
I
checked the message on my computer Monday morning, I thought it was an error and it didn't update. And the next thing I knew, that was the final score.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was really, really, you know, bad because, like I said, I was screaming. But I just want everyone to know that, we play on the New Orleans Saints at 10 a.m. game this week. And
right.
Then November 7th, Monday Night Football, we will be with the Buffalo Bills. And then November 13th. Damn it, we are with, oh, God, you know who we play on the 13th, Bobby?
Tell me it's not the Panthers.
No, the Patriots.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what, before I go, I'm not sure if we're going to get the Seahawks game because we're in Washington Redskins territory, so we might get the Redskins game instead because they got a game. No, actually, we might get that game, but since the Redskins are playing at 9 a.m., early in the morning.
Wait, Bobby, what team are you?
Well, I like the Carolina Panthers, so I...
Okay. Bobby, we play you.
But now I'm a Cowboys fan because the way that they're playing. I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Okay, but just so you know, we play the Panthers on December 4th at 5:30 p.m. West Coast time.
But that could be subject to change, to switch, because the way the Panthers are playing, I think that might be more of a afternoon game, and that would probably, and because the way the Panthers are playing, they're probably going to get out of the NBC primetime thing. They can't get out of the Thursday night or Monday night schedule because that's already set. And I'm as horrible as anybody wanted to see Tennessee and Jacksonville last night, and who in the hell would want to see it outside of the state of Tennessee or Jacksonville, Florida? I mean, who would want to see
it?
I get
what you're saying, sweetheart. Okay, but we got to go, but we'll be back next Friday. November 4th at 4 p.m.
I don't think I can make it next Friday, but I'll definitely will be back the following week. So I'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.